gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webster.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets. Heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station, this is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is... And joining us is... Let's try it again. Who are you?
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Thank you.
I know who I am.
So give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's the number to call. When you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and Sydney will put you on the line with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by one of our new producers. He's still training.
I'm Michael Hambrick.
So, bear with him. And the show is brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats, and I can tell you firsthand because I've got three rescues. Lick and Lap by VitaCraft is a five-pack saucy terrine snack that I guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can find it in pet stores, and you can find it at Walmart.com. Also, don't forget, Good Pets Food Supplements and Treats are teaming up with Talking Pets to give you 10% off when you put the code PETS in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. This is Talking Pets.
A mouse, oh, and he brought him to the house. Oh, yeah, he's so very proud. Oh, we'll sing his kitty song loud. Prove he can live so low. When Kitty was a hunter long ago, he had to run fast, no we can't go slow. Whether in the sunshine or the snow, gotta catch a mouse, gotta go, go, go. Kitty jump high, then he get down low. Kitty still a pet for the hunting pro.
If I could only get my cats to sing like that. I keep telling Shadow, my black cat, because I think she's the most talented. I come up with something, Shadow, then we can go on, you know, America's Got Talent.
And get rich.
Yeah. That's what you need to do. So, She's pretty good, though. My other two, I have three cats, three rescue cats. Winter, my white cat, lounges most of the day. She's the sweetheart. Does no wrong. Now, Summer, the multi-cat, she's a diva. Her way or no way at all. And, of course, Shadow, the black cat, is the stubborn one, but wants... me, and nobody else can have me. And that's just the way she is. So my point on this, Dr. Katie Meyer, would be that no matter what kind of animals you have, whether they're out of the same family or not, they, like people, we all have our own personalities, and so do they.
They sure do.
So, and it's like, you could have a litter of eight kittens.
And they're all different.
Right, 100%. And so you can't, like, bet that you're going to get a certain breed of dog, like, and it's going to be like the one that you've had before. cloning is one of the things that I recall. Barbara Streisand got her dog cloned for millions of dollars. And looked the same because it was, like, I believe, a purebred. So, the breeds will usually look the same.
Yes.
But they're not going to still have the same personality.
No.
So they're grown into that. They're born with it or whatever. I mean, I think it has to do a lot with nature and the surroundings that they're in and how other animals take it. I mean, you could have out of the same litter, one dog afraid of thunder and the other one doesn't give a, you know what. So it just happens to be that way.
It does. And I've had so many different personalities of Dobermans over the years. They're all super loyal and super smart, but that's about, you know, everything else is different about them.
What do you think about, speaking of Dobermans, what do you think about cropping? So, I mean, they look so cute when they're not cropped.
Yes, they do.
But I think...
And now it's illegal in the UK.
But it's not illegal here.
No.
But the weird part, I think it's going that way.
Some states have passed laws, yes, going that way.
But is it like that we're just so used to actually looking at dogs, Dobermans, that look like that?
Yes.
So when you see a Doberman with the ears flopped over, you're like...
What kind of a dog is that?
Exactly. But it's a Doberman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a true Doberman, I would say. Rather than one that's cosmetically changed.
Yes.
Hey, they made fun of Cher for all the cosmetic surgery she had. But I don't see people making fun out of the Doberman because it had cosmetic ears.
And there was most animals who had breed standard ear crops. That was started for a reason. Those were fighting animals. They didn't want floppy ears that were going to get ripped up when they were doing their job.
Yeah. You know, there's a subject I wanted to talk to you, too, about fear. It seems like fear-free. A lot of clinics and all are going that way. And I want to get into that with you a little bit, but I do want to put the number up. We are open to your medical questions and your behavior questions, 818-818-6401. I want to give a shout-out to some of the new friends of the show of Talkin' Pets, KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon, AM 630 and 101.1 FM, Michael and the gang out there. Also, KCBQ, San Diego, California, AM 1170 and FM 96.1. Steve Brodsky. Sorry, Steve. My eyes are right. You know, I'd get that right. So big shout out to Steve and the rest of the gang out there. He's going to beat me up on that. I love Steve, by the way. Got to say that. KBAR, AM 1230, Rupert, Idaho, Scotty and the gang out there. And so we want to hear from you guys. Pick up the phone, give us a call. We're open. The phone lines are open to your questions and comments. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. But with Fear Free, I believe that was created by Dr. Marty Becker. And he started that into clinics and all. And it got picked up quickly. Where now they're actually, and you just came back from a vet convention. Did they deal with that out there? At the convention that you were at in Austin, Texas?
At those big conventions, you have your choice of 6, 8, 10 different meetings every single hour. Was there something about fear-free? There might have been. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm sure there probably was. Probably. Because they're enacting it more and more into more and more clinics and corporations and so on and so forth. And so can you explain a little bit, like, what is it?
We're going to try and use behavioral techniques instead of physical restraint, for example. So instead of, you know, grabbing onto your animal and giving them a big, you know, choke hold, wrestle hold to trim their nails, we're going to distract your dog with a peanut butter lick mat while we're trimming the nails. So it's a positive experience as opposed to a negative experience. And if it's an animal that is just really, really scared at the veterinary office, we're going to pre-medicate those animals. So with anxiety medications and light tranquilizers, so they're a lot more relaxed when they come in the front door. And then, use, again, behavioral training not to escalate it. And the true fear-free, if they get to the point where things are escalating and your dog is no longer comfortable and afraid, they just stop right there. And if your dog came in for a non-emergency situation, they're going to say, go on home, we're going to make another appointment next week, and we're going to try this again with a different drug, with a different behavioral method, to try and make the veterinary visit a positive one instead of a negative one.
Well, we're going to go out to a break, and we come back. 818-818-6401. Happy birthday, Katie.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Michael.
Happy birthday, Katie.
It's your birthday.
Happy, 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 happy birthday, Katie. Katie,
it's your birthday.
Attention diabetics and weight loss patients. Bob Paff here from Tort Defenders. Are you or a loved one suffering complications from Ozempic, Wegovy, Rybelsus, Mounjaro, or Zepbound? These medications have been linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses and other severe side effects, leading to hospitalization or permanent injuries. If you've been hospitalized after taking these medications, you're not alone. We understand your pain and frustration and will stop at nothing to help you get the compensation you deserve for your suffering. If you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, DVT, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call the Ozempic Helpline and find out immediately if you qualify. Get the justice you deserve. Call 888-288-LAW1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-288-LAW1. Time is limited to file, so don't wait. Call 888-288-LAW1 today.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-973-5411. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-973-5411. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-973-5411. Love your bathroom with free upgrades.
Call 800-973-5411, 800-973-5411.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife announced Monday afternoon that the entire Copper Creek wolf pack has been captured, but the male wolf father, 2309OR, was captured on Friday, August 30th, and died on Tuesday, September 3rd. The family, including four puppies, is the first successful breeding pack of the state's reintroduction effort. The agency's press release did not include information about how the deceased wolf was so badly harmed before capture, but noted he was nearly 30% underweight. "We are devastated by the news of the dead father wolf and must be sure that in the future Colorado's wolves are not set up for conflict and therefore removal," said Delaney Rudy, Colorado Director of Western Watersheds Projects. Tools for non-lethal coexistence have been provided cost-free to ranchers along the way, and wolves should not have to pay the price for producers' refusal to implement them. The Copper Creek pack was implicated in a number of livestock losses, but coexistence measures were not implemented in a timely manner. Despite Colorado Parks and Wildlife and Colorado Department of Agricultural efforts, the livestock owner whose livestock were killed refused timely implementation of science-backed coexistence tools, including a range rider, fladry, diversionary feeding, and non-lethal injurious hazing permit. The agency also acknowledged that the wolves may have been lured to the property when the rancher refused to bury their carcasses in an open pit. For Colorado's first reintroduced wolf pack to be taken off the landscape is a real setback for the restoration effort that Colorado voters chose, said Chris Smith, Wildlife Program Director at Wild Earth Guardians. CPW staff appear to have done what they could to mitigate the situation, but it seems that not everyone was invested in coexistence. The death of a wolf is a terrible tragedy. The remainder of the Copper Creek family should be translocated back to the wild as soon as possible into deep country where livestock coexistence is prioritized from the get-go and range riders are on the ground, said Delaney Rudy. "It isn't fair that these highly social animals have had their family disrupted by ineffective coexistence practices." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Katie Meyer.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. We want to talk with you at 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
So I want to ask you, Dr. Katie, hot spots. What creates a hot spot on your dog? And can cats get hot spots as well, or no, or just dogs?
I don't think I've ever seen one on a cat.
I don't think I recall of anybody ever having one on a cat, which is kind of odd if it happens on a dog. But what is a hot spot?
It's a superficial skin infection. It happens when the natural barrier on the skin for bacteria gets broken down, and that's usually from moisture. Sometimes it happens after a bath, and dogs with thick coats, maybe in the summer, don't get dried all the way down to their coat. So a little bit of moisture stays on the skin and makes it susceptible to infection. So it's acute moist dermatitis is one of the technical terms for it.
So how would what would be a way that you would actually treat that?
Clip the hair, clean the skin, apply astringents.
Because it turns like all red, right? It's like a red spot on your dog. And could that spread?
Oh, gosh, it spreads so fast. It can double and triple in size in 24 hours because the dog starts chewing at it. It's like that incessant itch.
Becomes
that
habitual.
It just keeps itching and itching. The more they chew and lick at it, the more the saliva leaves moisture on the skin, keeps breaking down that natural skin barrier to infection, and the infection just grows like wildfire.
So would you have to put like an Elizabethan collar on your dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to prevent it. Because I know a lot of times people think about putting like a sock on an area or whatever.
It's not going to stay.
No, it's not going to keep it. So the Elizabethan collar is pretty much about the only way to kind of prevent them from doing that.
Keep them away from it. Clip the hair away from it so you can keep it clean and dry. Mm-hmm.
So there was a home remedy that someone gave me one time for that. And I've recommended it on the show, and actually I've gotten feedback that it worked. And it was basically when you bathe your dog, and if they have a hot spot like that, take like just a cap of Listerine, like the pure Listerine, just a cap, because if you put more, you can burn the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems weird because in the bath water, you pour it in the bath water, give the dog a bath, and it seems to clear up that bacterial issue. I guess maybe depending on how bad it is. But it does kind of make sense, considering when you rinse with Listerine, it's supposed to kill the bacteria in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got to be careful that you just don't burn the dog, because you don't, Lord forbid, you pour it on the dog. You don't want to do that. You just put a cap full in their bath water.
Astringents are often a little bit of alcohol. So, yeah, that works too.
So treat and get drunk at the same time?
Not that
works
kind
for
of
me.
Alcohol.
No, okay.
Oh gosh, I wouldn't waste alcohol on my dog.
That's funny. So like a rubbing alcohol you're talking about.
Yes.
I don't know. My brain went right to, right to a bourbon.
It is Saturday night.
Yeah, it is. That's funny. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. The lines are open. We want to talk to you about that. If you've got hot spots on your dogs. Or what about scabies? That's mange, right?
It's a mite, yes.
So does that spread pretty easily as well?
Yes, it does.
But how do you treat it? Antibiotics? Or?
No.
No.
No,
okay.
You have to use, depending on the mange. So young dogs can sometimes get Demodex. And then the other type of mange is scabies, sarcoptic mange, that affects both cats and dogs.
Ah, so there's one on different species.
Yes.
Has anybody seen a hot spot on their cat? Let us know.
And actually, most people actually have Demodex on their skin. It doesn't usually cause a problem in people.
I did hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when my dad was alive, he was listening one time to the show. I'll never forget it. Because I grossed him out. Because there was a story we were doing on the human body as in animals and the amount of actual bugs that are on our body every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't see them because they're so minute. But we're covered in bugs.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was afraid to go to bed that night. I was like, well, Dad, it's normal. And if you don't have them, it's probably not normal. This is Talkin' Pets.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course,
on their website at vitacraft.us.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
In the age of politics of man versus man, enters an important issue of man versus the environment. Look around at the tree there yesterday, but now what remains is a leaf blowing across a crowded parking lot. Some say environment is not an issue, that the welfare of mankind, jobs, money, and material wealth exceed all that serves true purpose. Well, the future of today's children, your children, and grandchildren relies on how we perceive our present goals. Life, as long as there is life, is but a cycle, and every organism, plant, animal, and human being needs a certain piece of this complex structure to survive. If we take away a small part of our ecosystem, we diminish the life of its structure. As years go on, our wilderness is decreasing. Through man's greed and mismanagement, we are destroying our future. To many, a bird is just something that flies with feathers. But for example, the spotted owl may be just that, learned only through the pages of history books. If we continue to destroy a small bird because of a short-term economic gain, we may as well consider no future for our own offspring. Our plants, our animals, our air, each serve a particular purpose. But through our ignorance, eroded soils, endangered species of all animal life, poisoned water, and fall air will be our gift to the child you have nurtured and loved for so many years. A forest may take days to timber, but think how many years it took to be created into a home for the wild and their offspring. If man can fly to the moon, surely we can discover new ways to continue a life balanced with the environment. If we can create a job by cutting a tree down, we can also create one by planting a tree as well. Make the future worth living for our children. Let them have some of the benefits you have now. Let them know, see, and understand what wild, in its natural environment, truly means.
Bovaer, a feed additive for cattle that reduces their methane emissions, was approved in the United States by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, otherwise known as FDA, earlier this year. Now, since its approval, the product has become commercially available in the United Kingdom, Canada, Mexico, Australia, and much of Latin America. In the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, Elanco Animal Health Incorporated licensed the product. More recently, the Chinese dairy operator China Modern Dairy Holdings entered into an agreement marking this the first agreement of its kind in China. This methane-reducing additive for cattle is a novel method for addressing the issues of livestock methane emissions, according to DSM for Minich. Now, methane is the most common and potent greenhouse gas in the dairy sector, and cows generate this gas in their digestive tract and release it when they burp. According to data from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, methane produced from cattle digestion and stored manure accounts for approximately 45% of agriculture emissions nationwide, or about 4.5% of total emissions in the U.S. According to DSM Firmenich, the use of Bovaer can reduce methane emissions in the dairy industry by around 30%. Moreover, administering Bovaer to 1 million cows would cut methane emissions by an amount equal to taking more than 285,000 cars off the road for a year. Bovaer comes in the form of a powdered feed supplement. It works by inhibiting the enzyme responsible for methane production, thereby decreasing the methane released by each animal. The key component is the additive is 3-nitrooxopropanol. In November 2023, China rolled out a plan, Methane Emission Control Action Plan, to decrease its methane emissions across various industries, including agriculture. To support this initiative, China Modern Dairy Holdings, a dairy farming operator in the country, will be supplying milk with a lower environmental footprint in its clients. Among those clients in China, Menghua Dairy, a top 10 global dairy company. Moreover, as part of its support for the implementation of the Methane Emission Control Action Plan, China Modern Dairy Holdings signed a Memorandum of Understanding with DMS for Minch. The collaboration with Modern Dairy will help us to tailor our offering and to go-to-market model for the Chinese market. And we are happy to work with the industry leaders on this topic. Preparation work will start now while we await local market authorization for the commercialization. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
I am cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue. Yogurt, curd, cream cheese, and butters made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, hear me moo. I am cow, eating grass, methane gas comes out my
just like so bizarre to think that the largest amount of methane gas out there is created by cows.
Yes.
But I guess, you know, the dairy industry and the meat industry is so large. So there's a lot of cows out there.
Yes.
And a lot of cows farting and burping.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know. But that could change with what's going on out there with all those, you know, illnesses that are now jumping from chickens to cows and everything else. So who knows? The world is a-changing as we speak. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. We'd like to talk to you. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. 818-818-6401. You had mentioned Demodex mange, and the other one you mentioned was
Sarcoptic scabies.
Which is scabies. What is Demodex mange? How is it different?
The little mites are different.
So it's a different mite?
Both are, yes. Mm-hmm.
And it causes the same thing, though?
No.
Different?
Yes. So animals that get scabies get crusty lesions, like on their ears, their muzzle.
Can people get picked that up?
They can live on our skin for very short periods of time, and they'll make you really itchy. Yes.
So will they die eventually on humans?
Oh, yeah. They don't stay on humans for any length of time. I guess they just bite you once and they fall off because they're species specific. They don't really like your skin, but they do make you really itchy. I've had sarcoptic mange bites before.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. But Demodex usually affects younger dogs, and it just causes hair loss. Often
no itching or anything?
No. Often those dogs grow out of it, even without treatment. It's only sick or immune-compromised dogs that get generalized Demodex that ideally need to be treated for that.
So, I mean, I've heard of dermatitis, flea allergy dermatitis, and that's when, like, and a lot of people will say that have the effects of this, that their dog is like, you know, my dog doesn't have fleas, but every dog has a flea. I don't care where you're at.
There's areas of the country that don't have fleas. You know, John, before COVID, for many, many years, a parasitologist from, I think it was Iowa State University, he was the big parasitologist for flea products. He would come to the Tampa Bay area to do studies every summer on flea products.
Because it's so bad here?
The Tampa Bay area has the ideal combination of temperature, heat, and humidity for fleas.
I believe that. I mean,
worst place in the whole country.
Isn't that special? We're special here in Tampa Bay where we produce the program. So I don't know how you are out there, like maybe in San Diego, but
not as bad a flea problem as we have here, John.
True. So, but with the flea allergy dermatitis, now, would it just affect the top of the rear, like above the tail?
That's the primary spot, yes, because that's where the fleas hang out. That's their favorite spot.
Why is it there? Because the dog really can't reach it?
Ask the fleas.
Yeah, no, I'll go without that, that's for sure. You know, I also heard, too, speaking of fleas, that a lot of the products that are out there, and I know of one or two that I've tried using, they're not working like they used to.
No.
And I've had to go to a third one, and it finally worked.
Again, that's why this parasitologist did studies in the Tampa Bay area, and years ago there were two main, can I say the names of some of those products?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Like Advantage and Revolution, you can buy those over the counter, and years ago he found out those products here in Tampa supposed to last 1 month, lasted maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I did use one of those products, and you're right, it lasted about a week, maybe 2 weeks. And then I was like, what is going on? Because my cats don't even go out. But, you know, when it gets hot, when it gets hot. I don't let them go out in the heat either. But when it's warm out and the temperature seems kind of right, I let them go out. I have a caged-in pool, so they go out and hang out in the cage. But the thing is that even within that environment, fleas are so minute, they get in there very easily. And they've come in with fleas. Mm-hmm. So then I put them on the product, one that you mentioned, and it didn't work at all. I mean, literally, I got about a week. And then I just, like, what is going on? You're still scratching. You're still itching.
And I have some of the cat rescue groups come to my house for minor things so they don't have to pay an exam fee. I volunteer my time. And they bring their cats into my house with fleas. And I had a horrible problem with fleas for about a year. And even the really expensive products that are brand new on the market weren't cutting it.
Yeah, you know, it's like you really need to nip it in the bud when you see it and when it starts. Because I know when I was in college, we had a flea problem, and it was from my neighbor's townhouse next door. I don't even know how that happened. But, oh my, we were covered in fleas. It was horrible. We had to have the place exterminated. And by the way, if you decide to get your house exterminated with those bombs, make sure you don't have a gas furnace. Because a woman did blow up her house.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so be very careful on what you light in your house. But by the way, you definitely want to tackle fleas as soon as you can, because they can be a major problem. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
And we want to hear from you, 818-818-6401.
Look at her.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of Rain.
Geese in Deering Oaks Park were spotted with deformed wings, Portland's Parks Department said in a Facebook post Monday. Some geese are suffering from a condition called angel wing, which is a malformation of their wings caused by an unnatural high-calorie diet, typically bread, the department said. The condition usually results in a twist in the last joint of the bird's wings, causing feathers to protrude from its body, according to the Maine Audubon. The condition, which is fatal, prevents the geese from being able to complete their usual migration patterns. It's caused by a diet high in protein and calories, but low in nutrients like vitamin D and E and magnesium. Angel wings is usually incurable, and it undermines birds' ability to fly, as well as the insulating properties of their feathers. You all can help by not feeding birds in our parks, the department said. Please help us educate all those you know. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting, I'm Michael Hambrick.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
Hey, I want to give some stuff away. I didn't play a game this hour. So what I'll do is for the next three calls that you don't even have to come on air with this, just talk with Sydney there at the network. I have, well, if you've got cats, I'll send you out Lick and Lap from Cats. They're cat treats. If you haven't won them before, give us a call. And we'll send them right out to you. So from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, we'll send that to one person. And Sydney will tell you that it's already been taken if it hasn't. During the show today, Dr. Katie picked out from pageaday.com Songbirds. It's the calendar for 2025. And she picked that one. So we have its cousin, basically, that we will send to you. If you need a calendar for 2025. So tell Sydney you want the calendar or the cat treats. And if you've got a dog, I will send the Good Pets Foods daily multivitamin supplements. They're actually treats, daily probiotics and hip and joint plus. You'll get those three. So call and you'll get something. So talk with Sydney, 818-818-6401. If you're afraid to talk on the radio, you don't have to. Just call, and first come, first serve. Whoever gets the cat treats, whoever gets the calendar, and the next whoever gets the dog supplement treats. So there's the lineup. 818-818-6401. So always during the show, my black cat, Shadow, has to sit in the co-host chair, which is Dr. Katie's. If you're watching this on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, she always has to be in that chair. So we have to kick her out of it. So now she's on a stool and she stared at Katie. She was staring her down for about the last 5 minutes or so. And now she's playing with Katie with a piece of paper. But if she was in this chair that Katie is sitting in, she would hiss at her. to say, I'm not giving it up. And then you kind of got to sit on her.
You have to teach her to talk, John.
She talks all right.
And then you wouldn't need a co-host.
Well, when I tell her down, she'll eventually go down or whatever, and then she says something. I'm not 100%. I think I know what it is. It's cat language for you know what. Because she wants it her way all the time. But she's a sweetie. I love her. She's got the cutest little face and amber eyes. And yeah, you know I'm talking about you. Daddy's talking about you. So we love our pets, and we do so much for them. And I honestly can't understand how somebody wouldn't have one. They bring so much joy and everything to you. They do bring sadness when their time comes and they pass. It's a hard thing to deal with. But overall, I couldn't imagine walking in my front door and not having them there to, you know, greet me. And she does, especially. As soon as she hears me coming, she's at that front door. She's like a dog. She follows me around the house all day, too. Yep. So, you know, I highly recommend getting a pet. But for getting it for the right reasons, though, and go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. But the thing is that if you are going to adopt an animal, you got to realize, please, that and understand that it's for the life of that animal. And cats are going to live anywhere from 15 to in their 20s. Dogs usually what?
Depends on the size of the dog.
Like 8 to
Unfortunately,
15.
The larger breed dogs don't live so long. So they're going to be the 8 to 10 year mark. And then your small dogs, 15,
But 16. They're creating this drug now. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
They're creating a drug now that would actually extend the lifeline of bigger dogs, larger breed dogs. What do you think of that as a doctor?
I have mixed feelings about that.
I have one of my conspiracy ones, and I kind of think that it's kind of like, are they creating this to see how it works in dogs so that they could try it on humans?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
And truly, I don't understand. As long as you're, I guess, in good health and mentally appropriate, sure, I'll live a few more years. But if there's health issues...
And that's the same thing for your dogs. Exactly. If they're going to extend the life of a dog... I mean, the thing is, if it's in good health,
quality is so much better than quantity.
100%. If you don't have a good quality of life, then, you know,
yes.
We once had Kevorkian. I don't know. You know, they took him away. but, you know, we euthanize animals, and somehow we find that to be the right thing to do. But we don't. It goes back to the whole standard of beliefs and understandings mm-hmm. and. As human beings, we should have the right and the intelligence to say what we want to say and what we want to do with our own lives. I highly believe in that. For animals themselves, our cats and dogs, we do have to play their, you know, their parents, basically, and watch over them because their decisions may not be the right ones, especially when they want to run out the door and, you know, run out in front of a car or whatever. But again, spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. If you are looking for a pet, please go to your local shelter or your rescue and get one there. I hope you guys called for the freebies. So again, it's 818-818-6401. Call Sydney and she'll tell you what you want. 818-818-6401. Thanks for joining us here. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
Bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.